call the meeting to order December 8, 2021. Notice of this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico has an excused absence. Councilwoman Hess, here. Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilman Lukowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
President Randolph Sharpe.
Here.
Mayor.
Here. Approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for November 10th. Only one absent was Mr. DiDomenico. Entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilman Lukowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe?
Yes.
Entertain a motion for payment of bills, please.
I make a motion that the bills have been properly audited and signed be approved for payment.
Second.
And a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilman Lukowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe?
Yes.
Following reports have been filed and available in their respective offices of review, and we include in the minutes the tax collector's report, the sewer report, the treasurer's report. Consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the borough of Lindenwall and being acted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertain a motion for resolution 2021-200 through 206.
I make a motion that resolution consent agenda items 200 through 206 be approved.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Okay. Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilman Lukowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe?
Yes.
Resolution 2021-207, authorization for the borough of Lindenwall to resolve litigation. Entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion for resolution item 2021-207.
And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilman Lukowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe?
Yes.
Resolution 2021-208, awarding Lindentown repaving phase 2. Entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion for resolution 2021-208.
Second.
Second? Okay. Any questions on the motion?
So moved.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilman Lukowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe?
Yes.
Resolution 2021-209, hiring of a driver for public works.
Make a motion for resolution 2021-209, hiring of a CDL driver.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilman Lukowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe?
Yes.
This time we're going to open up to council for your monthly reports. Councilwoman Hess.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. Council President.
Okay. Well, I have a couple things. I think at the last meeting, one of the residents asked about the translator for, I thought she was talking about the website, but I think she was talking about the newsletter. The website has a translator already currently on the website that you can translate to many, many languages on there. And we are investigating the use of Google Translator for the newsletter. We'll have to do some experimentation and make sure that the information is being carried over the same way that we're inputting it on the newsletter. So we are working on that. An additional tab has been added to the news, to the website with events. So hopefully this will make finding events easier for our residents. And we are still working on the welcome tab. We are collecting all the information from the different departments, and our computer software company is working on what we need to do in order to add the tab to our site. I will also be reading the police report on behalf of Councilman Domenico tonight. It is for November 2021. The total service calls were 2123, traffic calls were 55, community policing 212, traffic enforcements and stops 153, criminal complaints issued by officers 35, traffic summonses issued by officers 60, criminal complaints issued by residents 14, traffic summonses issued by citizens 1, Detective Bureau investigations 31, and that's respectfully submitted by Chief of Police Michael McCarthy. Also, I want to make everyone aware that the Lindenwall Police have joined the Shop with the Cops group. There will be 11 children who were identified in the town. Our retired officer, Dave Beach, has donated 200 gift cards for each child. $200 gift, oh yeah, $200 would be a lot, wouldn't it? $200 gift cards for each child, which they will use at the Walmart this Saturday, shopping with police officers for gifts and whatever it is that they need. I would also like to say to the chief that they did an excellent job this morning at the Lindenwall Police train station. There was an incident that involved a person fighting a police officer. It was right at the height of everyone commuting, and it was a lot of police activity, but everything was handled in a very safe and orderly manner, and so I really appreciate that. I was on my way to work this morning, and they did a great job, and they didn't delay the trains, which made it even greater, so I thank them for that. And that's all I have. I hope everyone has a great holiday. They're enjoying their holiday season, and just stay safe and healthy.
Councilman Jackson? Councilwoman Sinnott.
Okay, so I have a COVID update. Today marks the 2 years since the first case of COVID was found in China. So when everyone thought this virus would end really quickly, it's still here. In the States, they're reporting that new cases and hospitalizations have gone up. The Delta variant is still the main variant within the United States, and most of these cases are people who are not fully vaccinated. The Omicron variant is now in 20 states, including New Jersey, and experts are saying, they're kind of going both ways. They're saying that if you have your two doses and your booster, that's the best way to prevent it, but then they're saying that they're not sure how contagious it truly is because it just came out and they're still studying this and watching it. Cases in New Jersey increased over statewide of an average up 63% a week ago and 198% in the past month. So the cases are definitely going up, and the facts are showing it. They said this is the highest average since April of 2021, and the experts are reporting that they think it's a spike from Thanksgiving and the colder weather now that everyone's more inside and you're not outside in the open where you can breathe more and be safer. So now that you're inside, they just want you to recommending do small gatherings, don't do big ones. Regardless if everyone in your family is vaccinated, still make it small. They don't want to see another spike come January. Also, that New Jersey has the third most COVID deaths per capita behind Mississippi and Alabama. We are number three. So that is not good at all. You still have time to get your vaccination shot. There are several locations throughout the county you can go. You can also get your booster shot at Camden County or most pharmacies. After receiving the booster shot, people are saying they have a sore arm and they're having a headache up to 3 days. I got my booster shot last night. I got a headache and I'm tired. All day I've just been tired with this headache that won't go away with Tylenol or anything.
Which shot did you get?
I got Moderna. All of my shots have been Moderna. But you are able, if you got Johnson & Johnson, and you get the booster shot and you get Moderna, say Johnson & Johnson might bring you up to 47%. If you go with the Moderna, you're going to go up to like 94%. So they are telling you that you can now switch around on vaccines. You don't have to stick with the one you have. So to everyone, that's going to be your personal choice, what you want to do, if you want to stick with your vaccine or if you want to switch over. But the best way to get this virus, I've said for the last almost 2 years, you know, we have to vaccinate, we have to do social distancing, we have to wipe everything down, we have to think of what we're doing, what we're touching, who we have in our house. If you're not vaccinated, you should really have your mask on, and you should let people know you're not vaccinated. Because people are saying they're vaccinated. Everyone knows this. People sold cards on the internet. And now there's fake cards out there. That's not helping any of us. Like, we all want to get past this, as they say all the time. We want to get past this. But now that winter's here, they're thinking January, February, we're going to spike back up, and hopefully come April, it's going to start going down. That's what they were saying on Good Morning America this morning. So hopefully we're going in the right direction, and we can just get over this. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I have the Public Works report. Tons of trash collected, 725. Tons of recycling were 90. Resident assistance, bulk items collected were 201. Scrap metal picked up was 62. Stumps and logs, 7. Concrete was 7. Stumps and logs was 0. Property maintenance was 0. Sewer reports, sewer calls were 87. Stoppages, 14. Main stoppages, 1. Emergency calls, 20. 41 for markouts. Pump station repairs, 11. 18 pump stations vacked out, 2. And then Laurel Springs had 3 service calls, 3 stoppages, and 1 emergency call. I'd just like to say one more thing for our Lindenwold Police Department, Lindenwold Fire Department. I want to thank them for the excellent job of that Christmas parade. If you got to see it, it was probably one of the longest parades we've had, and everything was done perfectly. Thanks to the people who sent in the comments to saying that they were grateful that we weren't doing a gathering because they were afraid of the virus, and that was the reason why we didn't. So with that, I like once again say thank you very much for Lindenwold Police Department, Lindenwold Fire Department, and One Helper for everything they did for the great parade. All right, with that, I'm going to open the meeting to the public. Anyone in the public wishing to speak, please state your name and address for the record, and please wait to be recognized.
Good evening. My name is Tracy Gillibo. I live in Emerald Ridge 101, East Gibbsboro Road. I have a question for Councilwoman, is it Simon?
Simmons,
excuse me. So you provided us a lot of information regarding COVID. I was wondering, what was your source of information? And you talked about the increase in cases, and you explained that New Jersey was the third in the nation for deaths. But where do we stand in terms of deaths in comparison with earlier this year? And what was your source of information? Thank you.
You can answer it at when we back open to council.
Diane Viteri, 637 Fifth Avenue. Mayor, I thought for council you were allowed 5 excused absences. Today is Mr. DiDomenico's 6th. He's missed 4 in a row of excused. So why is he allowed to continue to have the excused absence?
The other thing I wanted to say is I want to know why you never answer the residents' questions or concerns at our meeting. Since you put this new law where we have to just say our name and say what we want to say, but you won't answer. We just walk away and like it's nothing. So I don't understand why you won't answer us. And like I said, there's 2 types of mayors. There's a strong and a weak. And mayor, you fall into that weak if you do nothing.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion to open back up to council. Does anybody want to answer any of their questions? Go ahead.
Okay. So for the number of deaths, at our next meeting, I'm going to have our health department report. And I made a note so I can let you know where we stand in New Jersey with how the deaths are. As for my sources, I check the CDC's website. I go to New Jersey State Hub. I look at NewJersey.com. I watch ABC Evening News, Don't Laugh, Inside Edition. They do give you some stuff that no one else did, and it was true. I talked to the health officer for Camden County. I talked to the head of the Health Department of Camden County. And anywhere on the...
Did you work there too?
And I also worked for the Health Department. So I did work at the vaccine site for the 6 months in the beginning of the year, 3 days a week, sitting with the nurses saying what arm you got your vaccination in, and making sure all your paperwork was correct, and writing out, literally writing out your card. I wrote that out also. Okay? Okay, thanks.
Anyone else?
Yes, Mayor. I'd just like to remind everybody, the public, tis the season for the scammers. Be careful. There's a lot of scamming going on there. And if you hear something on the internet that's too good to be true, it probably is. There's a very shortage of computer chips, and there's a lot of people going out there trying to sell items that they don't have. So just be careful how you give your information out on the computer or on the phone. That's all I have, Mayor.
And a follow-up on that, Walt, also, I got an email from Amazon. I haven't ordered anything from Amazon since March. And they called saying I was sending $2,500 gift cards to another state, and they wanted me to give them my credit card stuff. And I'm like, no. I didn't do this. And I called my bank, and my bank's like, we have no record of this. So they are getting you through your email also.
Anyone else? Okay, with that, I'd like to entertain a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.